from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me in the studio today is author George L. Fleming. Welcome, sir.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to see you.
You too. So you are St. Petersburg Press' first novelist. Your novel, Bad Habits, came out about, what, a month and a half ago?
Yes.
And it's been well received.
It is well received, getting some good feedback from readers and critics. So very happy about it. Very excited.
Good. So you have an interesting mission, a journey ahead of you. You're going to publish more than one novel. What's your trajectory look like?
Well, my lofty goal is to publish 20 novels in 20 years, and they'll all be part of the Tampa Bay Tropics thriller series.
Wow, that's a lot. And you're actually on pace to beat that, right?
Right now, yes. We've got to keep it rolling.
Got to keep it rolling. Energy's good. So why Tampa Bay Tropics and why 20 books?
Well, I wanted to write a saga. Mm-hmm. I thought 20 books sounded kind of nice and not too ambitious. And I wanted to, in the course of this series, to establish not only the main characters and chart their lives as they go forward with their adventures, but also to create a sense of place. And that sense of place is Tampa Bay. I grew up here. I probably will live here for the rest of my life. A critic said recently that the main characters in Bad Habits, Reed O'Hara and Jake Dupree, would, at the 20th novel, would retire and go off to someplace fabulous. Well, he was half right. They're going to go off to someplace fabulous because they're going to stay here in Tampa Bay.
And when you think about doing 20 books about Tampa Bay, what's the essence in your mind that you're trying to capture and put forth?
What I'm trying to capture is that for Tampa Bay being such a paradise, that it's also, you know, I think, what was that saying? That Florida is a sunny place for shady people. So I wanted to capture not only a sense of place of Tampa Bay, but also the fact that there's some fascinating drama that goes on here. Tampa Bay is so international. There's so many interesting stories. And so I've tried to capture that in Bad Habits.
And another thing that's interesting is that you're, as you go through this journey, you're actually incorporating things that happen to you in your just day-to-day life into the new books. So I know, for example, you had mentioned that you worked with a gentleman here at the press and something about him struck a chord in you. And you actually made his name an expletive or whatever in the,
That's right.
In the next novel.
That's right.
Which is really cool. So how much are you trying to bring in modern Tampa Bay and weave that sort of into your stories as you
well,
go?
Well, I'm actually, in Bad Habits, I've actually incorporated three real people into the novel. Judy Plazik, she's the retired CFO of Tampa General Hospital. Nat Dolliner, who is a shareholder at Carlton Fields Law Firm. And then Shanoa Jenks, who is a hairstylist nonpareil. Huh. They're all my friends. They're all fascinating people. And what I wanted to do was to incorporate them in the story to give, I don't know, to give the novel a kind of vibrancy to it.
Interesting. And so when you incorporate them, as you go along and develop the character and develop how the character reacts to certain situations, would you say that you base the character on them and sort of then let it grow organically from there? Or as you're writing and making these decisions for the characters, are you really thinking what they might do if they were in that same spot?
It's both. So let's take Judy Plazik as an example. I've incorporated her tough but kind personality that was born of living in Chicago. And on the same token, while I was accurate about that, I also incorporated a little detail that she carries a rose gold plated derringer in her trouser sock. And that's simply not true. Or at least I think it's not true.
She actually carries a clock is what you're saying.
Yes, yeah, right. Exactly.
And what kind of conversations did you have with them? And did you talk to them in advance?
Well,
about
first
this,
I got their permission.
Yeah.
And Nat Dolliner was interesting because he said, sure, you can put me in there, but you've got to make me a Chippendale male stripper. And I realized he was joking about it, but yeah, they really liked the idea. Now, Shanoa Jenks, first of all, it's such a cool name.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever met anybody named Shanoa. It's C-H-E-N-O-A. And it's her personality that I wanted to capture. Now, the character Shanoa has an important role in Bad Habits. But in my next novel, which I've just finished, it's called Don Coyote, Shanoa, the character, takes on a much larger role. But what I did with Shanoa was capture, first of all, her appearance. Shanoa has long black hair with red fuchsia tips. She has a porcelain complexion that I've never seen before. And she is just a feisty person who is just very matter-of-fact and candid with you. And I've always loved that about her.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried to incorporate that. But in Bad Habits and in Don Quixote, her character is actually a Catholic nun. And Shanoa kind of liked that. She found that kind of appealing.
Can you share a little bit about your writing process? Do you schedule time each day, or how do you, you know, it's with that ambitious of a goal, you have to stick to something.
Sure. What I do, first of all, I write every day. I take no days off. And then I begin writing in the early morning, and then I'll knock it out 2-3 hours. Okay. Then I'll go back to my normal life, and then I'll take it back up after dinner and I get settled back in the study. I've written as late as 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. And so by rolling that, would you say most of the time that's a pleasurable experience, sometimes painful? I mean, I'm assuming when you go till six, you're probably on a nice roll. So is it generally smooth and fun, or is it laborious for you to write?
It has not been laborious at all. And I think it should be pointed out, I've been a writer most of my adult life. I was publishing articles in my school newspaper at Clearwater High School, and then on through Florida State and Purdue. And then I wrote for a number of years for the Tampa Bay Times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm accustomed to the writing process.
Sure.
However, what's beautiful about now is that I have no deadlines and I have no editors. I am a free man. Yeah. So it's a wonderful process.
And outside the journalistic spectrum, you have no rules either. You can let your imagination
absolutely
run wild.
Absolutely. Really, the only editor I have is my wife, Linda Fleming.
Right.
Speaking of her, this is really interesting. I have based the main character of Bad Habits on Linda, and her name is Reed O'Hara. But Reed O'Hara is not Linda Fleming. Linda has gone to great pains to point out to people, this is a fictional account. And yes, I've taken elements of her personality and her life and our life together and incorporated it into the novel, but Reed O'Hara is a fictional character. So she made a really interesting comment to me the other night. Linda said to me, I finished the manuscript to Don Quixote. And I said, well, I'm ready for you to read it for your approval, which she did for Bad Habits. And she said, you know what? She said, I'm a big believer in the First Amendment. And this is your work. This is your creation. And I'll be glad to read it. But you know what? I'm not going to censor anything. I'm just going to trust you. And I thought to myself, oh boy. So where I'm excited about Don Quixote is that Linda is not going to act as a censor.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Bad Habits, yes, she read the manuscript and suggested I make a few changes, particularly with the sex scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So then what I did in Don Quixote is a thriller has to have action, mystery, violence, and sex.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did with the sex scenes this time is, you know, I kept it a little more low key out of respect for her and good taste and such. But I was really thrilled that Linda said, you're on your own, buddy.
And the book is available and being purchased in very far flung places, which is cool. It's a testament to the modern distribution network that's out there.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I am such a lucky author to be living in these days. Because I went to Rutuken recently, which is the largest e-commerce company in Japan. And there was my book, all in Japanese. It's very, very cool. It's in Australia. It's in Western Europe. It's in Canada. I mean, it's in South America. It's very, very exciting. It's in India. That is truly amazing. I feel like I am participating in something that is almost kind of new age in terms of mass media.
Yeah, information penetrating everywhere. And with all of that, in this giant digital infrastructure, it was still nice to get a hard printed copy of it. Can you describe the feeling you got as a first-time book author when you held that copy in your hands?
It was an absolutely overwhelming experience for me because almost all of my writing had been published in newspapers and magazines. And yes, there is an immediacy about that, but still, you know, newspapers fade and your readers, maybe they'll read your article in that day's edition, but maybe not. But when you're holding your novel in printed form,
right,
there's a sense of permanence, and it's emboldening, and it makes me want to keep going, and it makes it very real.
And people rarely ask people to autograph magazines, but when you sign books, you're actually, it's kind
of
neat.
I've done a lot of autographing since August 1st, and I don't mind saying it's a pleasure. It's an honor.
And you've got a reading on the Left Coast in the works?
Yes, we're setting up a reading in Seattle, both at the Seattle Public Library and then in the home on Bainbridge Island. And also, there's been talk about going out to San Francisco as well.
Makes sense once you're already out there.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So that's very cool that not only is Bad Habits available worldwide, it's coast to coast now. So I got to work on like Oklahoma.
And make it an ultimate road trip.
That's right. That's right.
Cool. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Same here.
We'll certainly check back to the St. Pete Press website for the inevitable local action too with regard to book signings, and George Fleming News will be there. And we look forward to Don Coyote coming out soon and all the books that follow.
Very good. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Catalyst publisher Joe Hamilton with author George L. Fleming from stpetecatalyst.com.